Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, May 26th. We're back from a three-day weekend and we're feeling great.
Yeah.
Yes, we are?
No.
Have you gotten... You know what? What am I supposed to say? 3.5 friggin' hours of sleep, Jen.
Last night?
Last night.
Why?
Or this morning. Let's say this morning.
Why?
Just very busy. You know, I can't pry myself. We already know the story. I'm not going to repeat it. But it gets my sleep gets shorter every night.
I'm just always so curious as to what... I mean, I wish I could follow you around all day to see what you're so busy with that keeps you up that late.
I know. I know. I do a lot of research and stuff. Things that I can't really do during the day. Right now, I'm also communicating with people in India for a project we're doing. Mm-hmm. So they're up when we're asleep, you know. So it's like 3 o'clock in the morning I can talk to them.
Yeah.
So on Skype and stuff, you know. So, but even without it, you know, I don't know, man. And, you know, I try not to do any work over the weekend because I wanted to rest a little bit. So it sort of caught up with me last night. But that's fine, you know. So before we get to your trip, I want to tell you, you'll be proud of me. I went out to a restaurant, club, bar type of a thing. Well, not really a club, but they had karaoke in the back and stuff too. We didn't know what to expect. It was in Calabasas, some place that was recommended. So he said, you know, we should go there. I went with a friend. And... I was pretty disillusioned from the whole picture there. First of all, I mean, we went out late, so the restaurant was closed already. So we had to sit at the bar and then sort of like, you know, go check out the karaoke. But there weren't that many people. And there were two girls sitting at the bar. Then there was a group singing at the karaoke, and they were all totally inaccessible. You know, I mean, these two at the bar, they were just busy with each other, with their phones and everything. And all these guys are sitting around them trying to get their attention by things they say, you know, because everybody starts to talk loud to get attention and everything. They couldn't care less. We went into the karaoke room the same way. They're too busy with their dancing and singing. They don't give a shit. So anyway, that's the situation. So so now you understand why I don't go out much and try to pick up women cold call. You know.
Well, I feel like the karaoke place might not be the best place to do that.
Well, but it's not a karaoke place. That's what I'm saying. It's a pretty upscale place. It's just that in the back they had karaoke, but it's not like the center of what's going on. Yeah. It's mainly a restaurant. It's just that the restaurant was closed at 11.
Right.
So it was just the bar and the back part of it.
Got it.
Yeah. But I guess everybody was probably drunk by then. Who cares, you know? I don't know. But, you know, obviously you want to go to a place where there's more people and things like that.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Have you ever read the book, The Game?
In fact, we interviewed the guy. Neil Strauss.
Oh, Neil Strauss.
Right? Yeah. Oh, the game is...
Yeah, it's Neil Strauss.
Okay, so the other guy is...
Mystery.
Mystery, right.
Right.
Yeah, that's the other guy. He wrote another book. But, yeah, these are like pickup artists, right?
Right.
That's what they call themselves.
Have you read that, though?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, so... When I was away this weekend, we were talking. That was one of the conversations we had about that, and because we were asking our like guy friend who took us all away, like you know what his deal was, and so we were just talking about it. And he was saying some of the tips from what Neil Strauss learned, and it sounds like maybe something you should read.
Okay, but you see, that's the thing.
Because it's how to approach a group. Also,
no, I know. But the thing is that they consider themselves professional pickup artists, and they're controversial in some of the things they do, you know, because it's sort of like they try to manipulate or whatever. That's what people say. So I don't know that I want to be part of that. I read part of this stuff, you know. I mean, it's not like I read the whole book, but I know about this movement, and I don't know that it's for me, Jen.
But you could read it and find out.
I will. In fact, I was going to read it a couple times, and then I thought, I don't know that I want to subscribe to that or anything, because all these books, it's like it works for some people, but not for everybody. You know, I mean, we have guys here on the station that are like so-called pickup artists, and they have stories and stuff. But the truth is, they're always with beautiful women, so you can't argue with that.
No.
You know. So you went to Laughlin.
Yes.
We saw some cool pictures. Not as many as we would have liked, but I guess you have to keep some things private to yourself, right?
Yes.
When you go on vacation.
And we didn't want to bombard. I mean, everyone that went on the trip posted pictures.
Right.
So we all have the same friends. We didn't want to, like, bombard our friends with, like, pictures from a trip not everyone was invited to also. So,
yeah, that's true.
You know, it's like you got to kind of draw the line somewhere. Like, I posted a few, like, one a day. I'll probably post one today of, like, me and Lauren tubing. And I'll probably call it a day after that.
Yeah. How was the weather? Was it nice enough to be in the water?
Oh, yeah. We were in the water every day.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So it's warmer there already.
Yeah.
Than it is here.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's like desert.
Yeah.
Desert.
So the summer's already there.
Yeah. Where we were was on the border of Arizona facing Nevada.
Right. Okay.
On the Colorado River.
On the Colorado River.
Yeah.
So you stayed on the Arizona side?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
And we went out on the Nevada side.
Okay. To the casinos and stuff?
Yeah, there are a couple of casinos there that we went to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, my question is it, I mean, would you recommend it to people to go and visit there?
No.
No, huh? You didn't like it that much?
No, I liked it a lot. But, I mean, I think there are other places that are probably easier to get to.
Mm.
And we went because our friend has a house. So I think that if he didn't have a house, we wouldn't have gone there.
Yeah.
You know, that wouldn't have been the first thought to come into our minds of, like, where to go with, there's, like, casinos and stuff. I think there's also, like, Reno, and there's even Palm Springs has casinos.
Yeah, nearby, yeah.
Like Morongo or whatever. So right. I think, you know, we were on the river. You could also go to Lake Arrowhead and then be on the lake there. So I think there are closer places. We drove probably 4.5 to 5.5 hours. We drove 5.5 hours the first day on Friday because of traffic. And then coming back yesterday was only 4.5 hours.
Really?
But that's still a long drive.
Yeah, it is a long drive. Yeah, it's longer than Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Just about.
Yeah. Hmm. But it was so much fun. I mean, we were on the boat every single day. We were in the water. We did skiing and tubing and like hung out in our own cove, and it was so much fun and had a great time with friends. So.
Very cool. You know, I saw in your picture, you know, Dre Bogard?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd been on the show before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She in fact, she came with another girl, Mia, and Mia turned out to be my co-host for a while.
Oh, how funny.
So they came in when they had a show called, they were part of a show.
A burlesque show?
No, it wasn't a burlesque. It was sort of a comedy thing with just women. And I can't remember. It'll come back to me. You can ask her, obviously. And so she came in here with Mia, and we had a cool conversation. It was pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's how I know her. So she's a friend of Facebook, and I thought, oh, I can recognize her.
Oh, that's so funny, yeah.
I know. The world, it's like this town is so small, you know?
It is very small.
Every time you meet somebody, you have mutual friends somehow, you know?
She is one of my close friends, and she's also my yoga teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She does yoga?
She teaches it.
Oh, teaches it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how cool. You see, you learn new things every day.
So yesterday we all got back at like 2, and then I had yoga with her at 6. Uh-huh. Couldn't separate for that long.
Yeah, got to stay within your regimen, right?
Right. So, no, she's great. And I mean, it was like 6 of my girlfriends, including me, and then 2 other girls and their 2 boyfriends who are friends with our friend Ari, who invited us on this trip. So the 11 of us had a great time.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's cool. 11 people is cool.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to do.
Yeah, I mean, right. And everyone shared in the responsibilities. Some people helped cook, and then some people were really good at cleaning up, and then some people were really good at just being funny like me, and then other people...
Was that instead of cleaning up?
Yeah.
You were being funny?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was your responsibility.
Yeah, and I take that very seriously. It's, you know, it's a job that someone's got to do.
Yeah, and the entertainment is important to stimulate and,
exactly.
and motivate them
exactly.
to do things. Well, I salute you for that. That's a smart move.
Thank you. Lauren's really good at cleaning up. So she was like head of household. She told everybody like how to organize and do their thing.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. It's funny. You know, you get people together and everybody's got their own personality, their own angle on things.
Yep.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, that's great. So, yeah, other than that, nothing exciting happening. I mean, it's been mostly cloudy over the weekend, so, you know. But actually, in the afternoons, it turned pretty nice. So,
did you get to do some fun things with your family?
Well, fun things. Just sit with them. I mean, there's not much you can do. In fact, my mom had to go to the hospital. She had shortness of breath and stuff.
Oh, no.
So that's how we spent Sunday or Saturday.
How is she doing now?
She's fine. They wanted her to stay overnight and to do some tests. She's like, no way, I got to have a cigarette.
I mean, that might be why she has shortness of breath.
Probably. And she's like, no, it has nothing to do with that. The thing is that she quit for a while, and then they came on vacation here a few months ago, and she started again. She figures, look, I have so many things wrong with me, I don't care. We told her, okay, if it's a pleasure for you, just do it, you know. But it was the thing is, she just didn't want to stay. Who wants to stay in a hospital, you know?
Right.
It's not like she had to, you know. They just said, we need to do more tests, because if they thought she had chest pains, which she did not. But if you have chest pains, then they want to do heart tests and
right.
stuff like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So anyway, she's out. She's better. And now she'll think twice before she complains about anything.
Yeah.
You don't need to go to the hospital for every little thing.
No.
Yeah. So that's that. Well, nice to have you back, Jen.
Thanks. Great to be back.
Until the next trip, huh?
Yeah, when's that?
I know.
Probably 4th of July.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, that's coming up not too far from now.
I mean, time is just flying.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You got to have fun every moment.
Yep.
Every waking moment. We're going to get to our guest. I just wanted to bring this up. Did you hear about this bounce house that came flying on the beach? In other words, there were kids playing in a bounce house, you know, those bounce things. And a water spout comes ashore and lifts this thing, and it starts flying in the air, but high.
Wow.
With the kids in it.
What? It sounds like Wizard of Oz or something.
It sounds like something freakish, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what happened. You should check it out. There's a short video of it just showing how it's like just taking off, man. And just imagine if your kid is there and you don't know where this thing is going to land.
Yikes.
Wow. I mean, that's some freakish stuff, you know?
That like defies all the gravity.
It really does.
That's crazy.
It really does. All right. Well, let's get to our guest now. And we have Leah Lopez in the studio. Welcome to the show, Leah.
Welcome. Hi, thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course. Why does it also say Leah Alvarado here on SoundCloud?
Well, it's because I'm Mexican, so I have two last names.
Oh, really?
So my full name is Leah Lopez Alvarado.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you just separate it. Right? You go by different names sometimes.
Yeah. It's kind of like I have two options, so.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you go by Leah Lopez in your career and everything. And that's very cool. And so you're a singer.
I am.
Right? How long have you been a singer? All your life?
Yeah, practically. I started singing since I was 7, so.
Really?
Yeah, I just turned 24, so quite a bit now.
Wow. God, you're so old, you know?
I know. It's hard, man.
I'm sure it is. So that's cool. So were you born in Mexico?
Born and raised in Mexico. I just got to Los Angeles 2.5 years ago.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And already no accent or anything.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. I know. This is something that immigrants are proud of. Hey, yeah. I don't have an accent, you know. But so how does that happen? I mean, you obviously learned English in Mexico,
yeah,
too,
since
right?
Yes, kindergarten.
Really? And probably watched a lot of TV and listened to American music and things like that, right?
Yeah.
I know. That can help with the English, I know.
Oh, yes, it does.
What city in Mexico were you born in?
Guadalajara.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's cool. Now, where is that located? I know it's like south from here. Well, all of Mexico is south from here, duh. But yeah, explain to us what state it's near.
Okay, so Guadalajara is in the central region of Jalisco. And Jalisco is like in the
tequila.
Western... Yes, the land of tequila.
Yeah.
And it's in the western Pacific area of Mexico.
Okay. So, I see. Okay.
Not so far from here.
Not so far from here, yeah. Right?
Do you get to go back often?
Right now, not very often, but yeah, normally I go every 2 months.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you're still a tourist, though? I mean, are you like an immigrant here?
Yes, I'm an immigrant. I'm under a student visa right now, but that's cool. What I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get an artist visa.
Yeah. That's cool. Either that or marry an American. I know you have a boyfriend. You said he had a boyfriend.
Yes, I do.
So marry him then. Yes. Don't let him get away. That's the easiest way. But then it's hard to get out if you need to. Not that I'm wishing that on you, but, you know.
Yeah, I got to be careful with that.
Yeah, I know. So very cool. So you grew up in Guadalajara, right?
Yes.
What was your childhood like? Do you have like a lot of siblings?
I'm an only child, actually.
Really?
Yeah, but I have
very unusual
18 cousins.
Really?
So, yeah, so that was fun.
So your parents figured, hey, we got enough people in the family. We don't need any more.
Yes. So it was quite amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's unusual, right, for Mexican families because they tend to have kids. You know? Yeah. They don't believe in birth control, huh?
They don't. Nope.
Yeah, it's like the hell with that. You know, every time we have sex, we'll have a kid.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't get that. But some people are like that, you know. I mean, religious Jews are like that as well, you know.
Yep.
So what are you going to do, you know? They have a lot of kids because they don't use birth control. But so what was it like growing up an only child? Did you get a lot of attention and everything?
I did.
Yeah.
I did get a lot of attention. But at the same time, my mom and dad both had jobs. Mm. So I spent a lot of time with my cousins, which was great. But also, my parents always found the time to come and spend time with me. So I was never alone. Which was amazing.
Yeah.
And every weekend we would go to the movies, have lunch together. So it was great.
Yeah, that's cool. Awesome. So even though they were busy and stuff, they still had time for
you. Always.
Very important. Well, that's why you seem like a decent person. You seem like a very nice person. You know?
Thank you.
Yeah. People that come from so-so families are often not.
Questionable.
Yeah. You know, but you seem like you can't hurt a fly, so that's a good thing.
Well, thanks.
So you grew up there. What's Guadalajara like? Is it a big city?
Oh, yeah. It's one of the main cities in Mexico. And it's very fun. There's a lot of things to do. There's a lot of places to go to. You have the beaches very close. Like, there's parks. There's malls. There's always something to do.
That's
always.
Cool, yeah. So, so you went to school there and everything.
Yes.
Okay. And then so at what point did you decide? I mean, obviously, you decided to make singing a career, right? Because you're trying to get an artist visa and everything.
Yeah.
So at what point in your life did you decide, hey, this is what I'm going to do with my life?
Well, since I started singing since I was 7, my love for music just grew and grew. And after traveling the world with the ensemble A Cappella, is where I sang with, we traveled to Europe, we traveled to South America, and you know, you fall in love with it. You fall in love with what you do, and you get to see so many things and meet so many people, which is amazing.
Yeah, how can it be a bad thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so it's cool.
And it's singing, so you give that to people, and they give you a lot of things back as well, so I think I decided on it around 2006.
Right. So you figured, yeah, I can make a career out of this.
Yeah.
I'm good enough.
Yeah.
Good. So that requires some self-confidence and everything, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to take voice lessons and things like that to improve your technique and everything?
Yes,
that's
important,
right?
It is very important.
Because even when you love to sing and everything, you need to learn the right technique or you can't hit certain notes or your voice, you strain it too much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you would recommend that to every singer?
Oh, yes.
To go to get voice coaching and stuff like that.
Definitely. Yeah. Because if you don't do that, you can hurt yourself. And
yeah, that's true, right?
It makes it just so much easier if you take lessons.
Right. I know. I try to do that, but then like reading a book and then it starts talking about the throat and the vocal cords and all that. I'm like, can we just get to the point right now and start singing? You know?
Yeah. I mean, there's quite a lot to learn, but it's very interesting how everything works.
Yeah. Very cool.
It's cool.
So being an artistic, creative type, you probably didn't want to go to college or anything, right? You decided not for you? I mean, you don't have to be embarrassed, you know. I mean, I'm telling you, some of the, you know, I'm the first in my family on both sides that went to college ever. The first one. And, but I'm the only one from the family who's not rich. So the people that did not go to school are doing better than I did. So I'm here to tell everybody, don't be embarrassed. Don't feel you have to go to college. Although I love education, you know. But you got to go when you love it. Don't just go to get a degree because it's going to totally alienate you, you know. So, and especially, you know, you're artistic and stuff. I mean, the most people will do is go to college and take music or performing arts or liberal arts or something like that, you know. But it definitely, I mean, if you want to become a singer, then 4 years in college is really a lot of time to lose out on that you could invest in your career.
Yeah, I mean, unless you go to, like, a college of music, which sounds very fun.
Right.
Yeah, but always follow your passion.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to regret it.
Right. So, I mean, did your parents support you or?
Always.
Yeah.
They were kind of shocked when I told them I wanted to be a musician, but.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know.
They're like, get a real job, you know, right?
But yeah, in the end, they allowed me to come here and just do this.
Wow, very cool.
Which is great.
So, did you start recording there in Mexico before you came out here?
Well, I recorded two albums with a cappella ensemble, and then I used to record jingles for radio stations and spots for TV and everything. So, yeah, kind of.
Very
but
cool.
But nothing from me, not my songs.
I see,
yeah,
okay.
Not until I got here.
Okay. And now the a cappella, is it really a cappella singing?
Yes, it is.
Really? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, because I love a cappella. Do you have one here? I mean, you brought us two songs, but I'm also on SoundCloud. Do you have one of those here that we can hear?
The a cappella ones?
Yeah.
I mean, on YouTube, you can definitely find a lot of things.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me find YouTube because I want to hear you sing a cappella. It's pretty cool, right? So, what should I search for?
Ileana, that's the name of the conductor.
Okay, how's it spelled?
I.
Uh-huh.
L.
Uh-huh.
E.
E.
A.
Okay.
N. A.
Okay, Ileana.
And then
Cruz,
the next one. No, it's Weche.
Oh, Weche.
So it's G U.
Okay.
E C H E.
U E C H E. Okay. Well, it's not coming up, but let's see if I...
Oh.
No, it's not coming up at all. Maybe I misspelled it. I don't know. How do you spell the last name again?
G.
Oh, G.
Yeah.
I put J. Okay.
Oh.
G-U-E.
E-C-H-E.
Okay, that's what I put in now. Let's see if we can find that. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Verano Porteño a cappella.
Well, that's one of them, but
okay.
If you...
Which one do you want?
...want to listen to a more recent one, you can type in Corearte, which is a festival in Barcelona, and that's quite recent.
Okay, but we already looked for Ileana now, so now we're going to look for... what was it called again? Corione?
Corearte.
Corearte. Okay, you know what? This is starting to be boring. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be... Okay, so we'll hear the a cappella some other time.
All right.
I should have prepared for that. I didn't realize you had that. But let's start listening to some of your music,
okay.
And then we'll continue talking. You brought two songs, My Sweet Embrace.
Yes.
And what's the other one?
Róbame Inocencia.
Róbame Inocencia.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It means steal my innocence, like take away my innocence.
Oh, róbame, like rob.
Yeah.
Okay. You see, Spanish is easy to learn because a lot of words sound, they sound similar, no, to English?
Some, yes, some, no.
No, yeah. I mean, yeah. But many of them do. So, yeah, I guess we should have figured that out. So, My Sweet Embrace, tell us a little bit about this song. So you wrote all these songs?
Yes.
Really? So you wrote the lyrics, the music, and you sing them.
Yeah, I mean, of course, the band I wrote them with had a lot to do with it.
Right. It's always collaboration. Yeah, somehow, yeah, yeah. Right? You can't do it all by yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But melodies and the lyrics, yeah, I came up with.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do you play an instrument?
I wouldn't say so.
No? So how do you compose your songs?
I mean, I can play the keyboard, like just some chords to figure out things, but
right.
I wouldn't consider myself a guitar player or a pianist.
Right. So the music, what? It just comes into your head and yeah, then you put it down?
Yeah, I just start hearing the melody and then the people try to help me, like, finding the chords to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's sort of like in reverse.
Yeah.
I know. Because sometimes when I used to write songs, I'll start with the chords first and then sort of, like, find the music, you know.
Yeah,
find
it's the other way around with me.
I know. And it's funny because some people, you compose the music first and then you write the lyrics to it, or the other way around?
Sometimes. I just have, like, a bunch of lyrics written down, like poems.
Right.
But then I start hearing a melody and then I see if I can put some of those. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It's pretty cool. So, yeah. And I think in today's market, because I was talking to people, you know, it used to be where if you were a singer, you'd have other people writing music for you and everything and you'd get hits. But today, it seems like everybody has to write their own stuff in order to stand out, right?
Everything's changed a lot.
Right. So, okay, and we'll talk about that in a minute as well, about what it takes to have a career and everything. But let's listen to Lea Lopez. The song is My Sweet Embrace.
Your eyes in all your flaws. I love you in every way, even when there's nothing else to say. Your smile that shines into the stars, the moon is jealous every night.
Sounds cool, My Sweet Embrace. Man, that's a sensuous song, you know. Definitely put you in the mood for some love. I'm telling
Definitely.
You. Yeah. Cool. So, Now, when did you write this song?
I wrote it in... Well, we recorded it in January of 2014, mm-hmm. but I think we were working on it before, like during November, December, maybe. Yeah.
So who helped you? How many people were involved in the record? You probably have a producer, right?
Yes, that would be John Avila, uh-huh. which is a very good producer. Uh-huh. The bass player is named Alistair Laskin, great bass player. On drums, we had Diego Rubalcaba, which he's also from Mexico, great drummer. And on guitar, I mean, there's not the guitar there, but the guitarist and the one who play the keys is Tyler McCarthy.
How did you get linked up with all those people?
School. All of them.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this would be what, high school?
No, actually college. Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't go to college.
Well, it's a year and a half program, so it's not a full bachelor's, but yeah, it's a degree.
So in what? In what did you get?
Music? Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
I majored in vocals.
Okay, cool. So you did approach it professionally and everything.
Yeah,
and
You figured
I better know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I would like to get a bachelor's, though.
Right. But that's, I guess that's a good opportunity to meet people, obviously, because you meet your collaborators.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, where did you go to school?
Right now it's LACM, Los Angeles College of Music.
Okay.
Yeah, but I wonder when it was called LAMA, LA Music Academy.
Okay.
Is it Pasadena?
I guess they figured LAMA doesn't sound very cool. Yeah. Right? Wow. So, well, this is cool. So I see you've recorded some songs in Spanish as well, right?
Yes.
I mean, you have to.
Yeah, right? Of course I do.
These are your roots and everything. So, and we'll get to that in just a second as well. So you decided, I mean, did you try and build a career in Mexico or did you decide, no, I'm going to do it in America from the beginning?
Well, to be honest, I never thought I would end up living in Los Angeles. It was never like in my plans until I just said, okay, I'm just going to try that college experience and I'm going to go. And then as soon as I'm done with college, I'm going to come back.
Right.
But then after living here, you realize there's so much more out here.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just going to try to stay.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely we have a lot of things, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of weird people, too. So welcome to L.A.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been quite an experience.
Cool. Do you play any of the venues in L.A.?
Well, actually, tonight on one of my friend's projects, we're having a gig at Room 5 at 8. You should all come out. It's very cool. Dire Docs is the band. Uh-huh. So I expect to see you there, guys.
And so you perform with the band also?
Yeah, I have two other side projects right now.
I see. And these are not necessarily the same musicians, right?
No.
Right.
No. It's all different people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So you have to meet a lot of people, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Well, you're very outgoing and personable and everything. I don't see why you'd have trouble. You know, and you're talented. I mean, your voice is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And that's the thing about music like that is it really all the focus is on the vocals, you know. It's not like you have, like, screaming guitars and everything, you know. It's just simply you have to carry the whole song with your voice. So that's pretty cool, you know. Very cool. So it shows a lot of confidence in your voice, I think. You know?
Oh, thank you.
When you can sing when there's barely an instrument in the background.
Yeah.
So did you plan to have a career in Mexico? Did you try? I mean, did you start recording there already before you moved here?
Well, only the jingles.
Just the jingle.
Yeah.
Okay. And the acapella group.
Yeah.
Right, the acapella group. But the thing is, you didn't decide I'm going to have my singing career in Mexico. I'd rather do it in the United States, where there's a bigger audience, maybe.
I mean, I never thought of it until I got here.
Right.
Like, I knew I wanted to do something with music, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, weren't ready yet. Yeah, you're still very young, you know, so I can see where you'd be at like, you know, planning your career and everything. And changing your mind quite a bit.
And then I got here and I found out there's so much more.
Right.
So even now it's hard to like decide on just one thing.
Yeah, that's true. There's so many opportunities here, right? Yeah. But the key is to focus on one thing, you know?
Yeah.
You got to focus on one thing and be the best at it.
Exactly.
You know, because you don't want to know a little bit of everything. Yeah, you want to know a lot about one thing.
Yes.
And, you know, like a laser focus, you know? And that's why I always compare it to light because, you know, when you spread the light, it just lights things. But laser, it's like so focused that you can actually cut things with it, you know.
Yeah.
And and that's the power of focus, I think. And, but, you know, I'm like during the past years where I've run the station, people have tried to pull me in different directions and all that stuff. But I think just staying focused is very crucial to succeeding, you know, because otherwise it's like you start doing this, you start doing that. You know, we have like 80 shows. Everybody pulls me in different directions. Here, do this. You should do that. You should do this. But it's like, yeah, it would be cool, but I'm not going to get to where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's too much energy on other things. Yeah. So
is what you want to be a jazz singer?
Yes, that would be my goal.
That's cool. So, I mean, so is your style jazz in all your songs? Or
no.
Not at all,
no.
Right? So, some of, I would imagine the Spanish music is more like Spanish.
Well, yeah. I mean, I honestly wouldn't say I have a style. Yeah, because I can ride from, like, country to what you just heard to something more like world music. It's just whatever comes to my head.
Yeah.
I just write it.
Cool. So let's hear the next song. That's Robame Inocencia, right?
Yes.
I will say the right way. Robame Inocencia. Whatever. And so this is in Spanish, right?
This is in Spanish.
Okay,
yes.
So let's take a look before you tell us anything about it. Let's listen.
Cool.
Que me regresen la bondad, que este corazón ya sufre de demencia. Que vuelva a ver con claridad, que no me vuelvan a timar, que mi alma está cubierta con maldad.
Cool. Robame Inocencia.
Yes.
Leah Lopez. It is. I like it. I like it. You have a very unique style. And I can see, I mean, it started kind of quiet, like the first one we sang. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I got this now. It's the a cappella thing, you know? It's like you sing without hardly any instruments.
Yeah.
Because you have that background, mm-hmm. the a cappella background. Yeah. Very cool. I mean, I just love a cappella. So in that troupe or group you were in, how many singers were there?
Well, the number was always changing, but in the end, we were like eight.
Eight of you?
Yeah. So it was from 12 to to 15, I guess, was the highest number we ever got.
So, and they all sing at the same time with different harmonies. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
You see, that's amazing to me. I mean, you know, just the voices are like the instruments.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, quite amazing.
Wow. So how long did you do that for?
I think the ensemble started in 2005, and then I came here the end of 2011, so...
Right.
Yeah.
So several years.
Yeah.
And you got to travel around the world with it?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah. One of the places you mentioned was Barcelona, right?
Yes, Barcelona. We got to go there twice for two different festivals. And we also got to go to Paris. And we sang in Colombia, in South America as well. And, yeah.
Wow, we've very cool. So around. You've seen some places. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How could you possibly not have won a career like this? Right.
Yeah. Did you always sing in Spanish with the group, or were some songs in English?
There were some songs in English. We had, at some point, Japanese songs.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But Japanese music, that would be obviously to a limited audience, right? Unless people wanted to discover.
Yeah, we sang that in the Festival of May, which is one of the biggest festivals in Mexico. Mm. And every year they select a different country and a different topic. And for that year, the invited country was Japan. So... Mm. That's why we did.
I see. Okay. So sort of like cater to them.
Yes.
To the visitors. Okay, cool. So we're talking to Leah Lopez. You guys can find out more information by going to leahlopez.com. Leah is L-Y-A. And Lopez, you should know how to spell. And you can find out more information. There's videos. There's a bio. There's a lot of information there that you can see. Very cool. And... So I guess there's some music on your website, too. Can people find it elsewhere, like SoundCloud?
Oh, yes. They can go to my SoundCloud or YouTube channel.
Right.
The song we just heard, Roba Mi Inocencia, is for sale on iTunes, CD Baby, and Amazon.
Very cool. So now, do you find that... I mean, is this the first song that you're selling, or have you done this before?
Really? Yes, this is my first single.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's cool. How long did it take you to write that song?
It just came to my head, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it just came to my head, and then I went to find a guitar player, and I was like, hey, so I want this. Can you do this? And he was like, how do you like this? Yes!
So it came together pretty easily, huh?
Yes. They just come.
Yeah, cool. And, I mean, do you have any desire to learn an instrument? I mean, do you want
to
know the piano, the guitar?
Yes.
Well, maybe it's time you started, right?
Yes.
While you're waiting for your visa, it could take a while.
I start every time, and then, I start having fun with the instrument, but for some reason, I don't have the patience to sit for it.
Yeah. To learn it and stuff, right?
But I really have to, be honest.
Yeah, I mean, take it in half-hour lessons. It's not that bad, you know, and then you practice a lot and stuff. That's what an instrument is mostly practicing, you know. So
you said you're applying for your visa. What is that process like?
Oh, man. It's such a long process.
I'm sure.
You have to, like, put together a lot of letters of recommendation, like, all the pictures of everything you've done, like, in all your music experience or whatever you've done. You have to also have deal memos, contracts.
Really?
Yeah. So
you got to show me you're serious about it.
Oh, yes.
Wow. But it's doable, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm almost done with it. Thank
really?
You. Yes.
Oh, cool. And how long will that allow you to stay? For a while?
It gets me 3 more years.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So 3 years. By then, you could become a big star, and then they'll tell you, please stay. Yeah. Very cool. So now, when you perform, do you have a regular band?
Not really.
No?
No.
So what, you change the musicians?
Yeah, it depends on what I want to play, like the different style, because there are some guitars that are like better in some areas and some others that can do other things. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't want a hard rocker to play that guitar that you were that you were singing to over here. Very cool. So you're going to be tonight. You're going to be performing at Room 5?
Yes.
Where's that?
Dire Docks. I believe it's in the L.A. area.
It's on La Brea.
Yeah, La Brea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She should know. You should ask her.
I've been there. It's a cool venue. It's small and intimate, and it's kind of, it's like, seems like jazzy.
Yes.
And it's above a restaurant called Amalfi, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Have you performed there before? Is it
I've never performed there before, but... But I've been there quite a few times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how many players are you going to have with you?
Well, this is one of the side projects. It's not my project. I'm only going to be there as a background singer tonight.
Okay.
But there's a drummer, 2 singers, and guitar player, and 2 background vocals.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be with that band, right?
Yeah.
With that group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
What's that group called again?
What?
What is that group called again?
Dire Docks.
Dire Docks. Yeah. And what kind of music is it?
It's kind of they. How could I say it? It's kind of alternative, but not really. So it's kind of new.
Right.
It's kind of poppy, rocky, but alternative at the same time. It's cool.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. I mean, I'd check it out. So if you're in LA, go ahead to Room 5 tonight. What time does it start?
It starts at 8.
At 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And good. Do you have any other venues you're checking out right now? And
well, there's a small coffee shop in Pasadena called Amara.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be having a show there the 19th of June.
Okay.
With the bass players that play in one of the songs and the guitar player as well. And that's just me.
That's cool, yeah. So, I mean, those are good venues because, you know, I mean, that's the kind of music you want to hear.
Yeah.
It relaxes you and everything, you know. Very cool.
Well, so do you play your 2 songs and then do you have other songs you sing? Like,
yeah.
Do you do covers or are mm-hmm. you working on other songs of your own?
Covers, and right now I'm working on songs of my own because I would like to start recording my EP soon. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta get writing.
There you go. And once you figure out Leah Lopez, then start looking for Leah Alvarado, which is the same person, actually. But when I'm on SoundCloud, there's no mention of Lopez, you know.
Yeah.
So you want people to know that it's the same person, you know.
Yeah, I would change that, actually.
Yeah, you should, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to make it any harder on yourself than it is already, you know. It's like, oh, who is this person? Oh, that's me. Well, that's a different last name.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but... Usually, I mean, Mexican names are like really long, right?
Yes.
I mean, so it's more than just 2 last names,
yeah.
right? Do you want to tell us what your name is?
Well, my full name is actually short to be a Mexican.
Really?
Yeah, it's just Leah Lopez Alvarado. I don't have a middle name in... Yeah.
Yeah. No names of your grandfather and your grandmother.
Thankfully.
That's funny. All right. And where can people find your music again?
They can find it in YouTube. They can just search it as Leah Lopez. I'm as Leah Lopez there.
Right.
And SoundCloud, Leah Alvarado.
Right.
But go
on iTunes because then you can pay and help her continue with her music and everything.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of tough when people give away their music and stuff and then you try to make some money off of it and you know it's unfortunate, but that's why they say, I don't know how it is with indie artists, but I know with the big artists they say they make the money on tours and performances
mostly.
And stuff mm-hmm. you know, so but look, you're young, you have your whole life ahead of you, your whole career ahead of you, and I'm sure you're gonna do very well because you're very talented, you know.
Thank you so much.
And you've got your own style, you know, I mean, you definitely do, you know, and a beautiful voice, I think. So you shouldn't have any trouble at all. Okay. Well, Leah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me here. It was a pleasure.
A lot of fun. We're glad to have. We do have a lot of people in LA, but we welcome you. Okay,
you can be
the 4 millionth and one. And but no, we definitely like good talent in this town.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And are you planning on staying in the States? Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where your career is going to happen.
Yeah,
right?
I mean.
At least for the next 3 years.
There you go. But then you'll become really big and they'll say, please stay.
Yeah. Well, let's hope for that.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody, thank you all for listening. Jen, let's get some rest. I think we both need some rest.
Yes.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.